Dear friends in Christ, hear once more these words that were faithfully read by our reader, Mrs. Kathy Allen. This is again from our second reading, that letter of St. Paul in Romans chapter 10. He writes that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. I share with you that reading of God's Word today, because that was actually what was spoken here not so long ago, back on February 15th of this year. In fact, I was just right up here kneeling as these words were spoken by our former vacancy pastor, Reverend Dr. Neil Rand, a member here. And he spoke these words as a word of blessing to me as your new pastor. I was kneeling there with my fancy dress shoes on, which I have on today, and he turns aside and says, Pastor Aaron, you got some good-looking feet. Well, he's citing this same verse, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. I share with you that because it's not necessarily anything to do with me or Pastor Rand, but it has everything to do with you. Regardless of the shoes you're wearing, what your feet look like, you guys are what St. Paul is talking about. How beautiful you are as God's hands and feet in this world. How beautiful you are because you have been given the forgiveness of God. You've been given the love of God, and you've been given the ability to share that love of God, to shine it out in what you say and what you do. Whether that you're in school, whether that you're in the workplace or at home or in the grocery store, you are serving God's love in your kindness and your actions, just as we come today to be served. We shine out that same radiance, that glowing, that kind of just positive, good vibe as you are out in the world as His redeemed people. And then you share that same message, just as we have sung, because we love to tell the story. We have been brought up from the worst of disasters. God has stood by our side through it all. And when I think about that, it reminds me of what I wish for us to think about for starting today and the years ahead. You see off to my side here this brand new banner and more clearly up projected on our wall, but even for those that can't quite see, it's printed right there in your bulletin on the inside. Starting today, think of us as Bethlehem. Thinking way back to when we celebrate on Christmas, that image of the Magi guided by the star over Bethlehem where Jesus was born. And how you and I are just like those same magi. We are all wise men and women still seeking our Savior, still being guided by the light of Christ. And as we do that, we again do those same things. We serve just as God has served us. We come today in worship. We call it the divine service. If you come from a Catholic tradition, we call it the Mass because we come to be served the very body and blood of Christ for the forgiveness of sins so that you can be strengthened, you can have your spiritual gas tank filled up to go out and be on a mission as warriors in this world. You and I know that the world is broken and pessimistic and just negative these days. And you are all, and we are all, shining examples how we can change that. We can be a source of change when we look in the mirror. We're going to talk about that word, serve, in the weeks to come. How that specifically can be your mission, as we are already doing it. That's the beauty of it. Same thing with shining and sharing as we have done in our congregation. So that's why when you look off to my side here, this former banner that was proudly on display for several years above our fireplace and in other places in our congregation, started by another faithful pastor here, Pastor Banky, we are still always faithful to Jesus. And we still reach out to do these things, but we reach out by serving. We specifically reach out by shining in this community of Wales. And we specifically are faithful to Jesus as we reach out to talk about what that means to us. It's important today. Because remember, you are the ones that are beautiful. Not me in my white robes up here. You guys are covered with the grace and forgiveness of God. So that's why it says, how then will they, the brothers and sisters, our community members, our servers at Quick Trip, our servers at Pick and Save, our servers at Ella's or Finn's, how will they call on him, our Lord Jesus, in whom they have not yet believed? How are they to believe in him whom they never even heard about? It's up to us. You are all charged as little Christs in your own. We are all only Bible that somebody ever reads by your words and actions. And that's a wonderful thing because guess what? You're already doing it. You don't have to do anything new. You are already living out this mission. So I say that today because last week, for those that were here, if you haven't caught it, we can go back on our recorded videos. We brought up our elder of the day here to talk about how this has been a mission already in the working. Long before Pastor Aaron Burst was even a glimmer in Bethlehem's eye, before anybody even heard of me, you guys were working towards this. Through many years, we've seen ups and downs at Bethlehem. We've questioned our identity, and we asked this question, who are we, last week? Who are we? And we started that question by looking at how the world looks at Christians. We talked about how we might be seen as being judgmental, overly political, or anti-homosexual, or too boring, or all these criticisms that the world has of the institutional church. And it comes back to that question of who are we as Bethlehem? In order to arrive at this mission statement, guided by the light of Christ, we will serve, shine, and share, I attempted to answer that question, who we are. We are forgiven sinners, every single one of us. And we're aware of our brokenness, but we're still authentic about our faith. And we're still truthful in sharing God's promise to forgive. And we're driven by his word of hope and his word of love. It's as simple as that. That's who we are. That's who you are. Forgiven sinners. Aware of our brokenness, but authentic about that faith and love given to you by our Lord. But there's a bigger question. Now that we know who we are and how we are told this week in and week out, what are we to do? Who are our neighbors? Who are they that St. Paul says when he says, how will they call on him? Who are our neighbors? Well, we have, as Bethlehem Lutheran Church, a unique responsibility to reach our close neighbors here in Wales. Starting with our littlest ones in our preschool, with our Sunday school, to reach our close neighbors who are school-aged families in the Kettle Moraine, Dousman, Maguanago, Oconomowoc, Delafield, and Waukesha school districts. That's the mission field, folks. It's our local businesses and those aging in our bedroom community. And how do we serve them? We serve them with our hands as we serve, helping out when people need a broken fence mended, a torn grocery bag that spills out. We shine with our hearts by being compassionate, by being careful about the words we choose. And we share our voices. We might not all be great singers. I'm not one of them. But we today have all did just that in our singing today. But we do so today as we sing out by maybe just a word of kindness, a word of appreciation, a word of just positive uplifting when you head back to school this week, when you head back to work this week, when you go online and type out that really cool Facebook or Instagram post. You share God's love in your voice, in your words. We thought about that. A lot of people had questions last week, how that even looks. If we're known to be as anti-homosexual, if we're overly political in 2020, how do we change those perceptions if those aren't what we want is our mission? It's as simple as supporting people. That first word, serve. The first service we can do is to listen to one another. If you have a family member that's struggling with a sin that's a very public sin, support them. You don't have to condone them, but support them because they're your family. Because they are your family in Christ. When you see on the news and the months ahead the ugliness of the political landscape of this year, an election year, we can serve and shine and share our voices. By, yeah, standing up for the people that support our Christian virtues in our elected offices, but not making other people feel guilty for who they choose to vote for. It's as simple as serving and shining and sharing. And you'll see how simple that will be as we look at the week to come. So may you, as fellow wise men in Christ, be guided by that same light of Christ, because guess what? Your feet are pretty beautiful as you head out these doors today. So may the peace of God, which surpasses our understanding, guard your hearts and minds in the one true faith until life everlasting. Amen.